Stepney Baptist Church podcast. For more information about the church, go to www.stepneybaptist.com. We thank you for listening and hope you have a blessed day.
So first I have to apologize that Kevin put both Marks and me in front of microphones today. So I hope we get everybody out here by 3. Gifts. Who likes to receive gifts? At Christmas? On their birthdays? On their anniversaries? How about when somebody gives you a gift for no special reason at all, just because you're someone special? What are you feeling right before you open that gift? Let's say you get this beautiful gift, which I did not wrap. Thank you, Diane. This would be a newspaper and a lot of tape. But you get this gift. And what are you feeling before you open it? What's in it? Excitement, anticipation, curiosity. I shake the heck out of it just to try to figure out what it is. And then what happens when we open that gift? Do we embrace it and use it immediately? Is it a gift that just keeps on giving? Or is it a gift that you occasionally use? Like the 70s wig? I'm not putting it on. But Pastor Kevin and I take these out when Seth has these beautiful gathering moments on 70s nights. But is it a gift that you put aside and forget to use? Or rather, is it a gift you put aside that you never intend to use? Or even return it to the store for a refund? Or is it a gift that you don't even know what it is? Or what is it to be used for? Could this also apply to our spiritual gifts? Well, that's what we're going to talk about this morning, is gifts of the Spirit. So let's turn to 1 Peter 4:10. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. I'm sure this is something that most of us have heard in sermons. I want to take a moment, just go through 5 words that are in here and share a little of what the Greek is. I think of Tim when I share from our Bible studies when we share Greek words. I hope I don't butcher the Greek too much, so just give me grace on that. So it starts off with, each of you should use. So the word each of you, it's translated from the Greek word hekastos, which is an all-inclusive word that literally means every single person. No one is excluded. The word receive comes from the Greek word lambano, which is used 258 times in the New Testament and means to receive into one's possession or to take in one's own control and ownership, embracing something so tightly that it becomes your very own. The word gift in this verse is from the word charisma, derived from the word charis, the Greek word for grace. But when charis becomes charisma, it speaks of grace-given gifts. In other words, these are not gifts earned or deserved, but rather these are special gifts imparted divinely by God through God's grace, especially for each one of us, each one of you. The word serve or minister comes from the Greek word diakoneo. Well, I didn't think I'd get that. There's an application I was talking to Tim about that actually gives you the phonetics and actually says what the word is. So I listened to about 5 times to hope I would get these right this morning. But it means a servant whose primary responsibility is to serve food and the necessities of life. And lastly, the word steward is from the Greek word oikonomos, which was specifically used to describe the household manager for an upper class, wealth home. I want to share a commentary that I read that took all these Greek words and paraphrased them into what First Peter verses that I read in. If you see here, it's the second one. And I just want to read what that is because I thought it was just very special and pulled it together. Every single one of you, without exception, has received at least one grace-given gift from God. Embrace what God has placed inside you. Take ownership of it and do your best to use that special gift to meet the needs of one another. God has entrusted a lot to you by placing those gifts in your life, and He is depending on you to be faithful with this great responsibility. So these gifts that Peter's talking about, what are they? And where did they come from? So I want to take a few minutes and we're going to look at 4 scripture readings from Paul that addresses this. And then we'll look at pulling some of this together for you. First one we want to look at is Romans 12, 4 through 8. For just as each of us have one body with many members, and these members do not have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to all of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesize in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. Next, we'll look at 1 Corinthians 12, 4 through 11. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom. To another, a message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by that one Spirit. To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues. And to still another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and He distributes them to each one just as He determines. The next scripture we want to look at is a little further down in the same chapter in Corinthians 27 through 28. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. And God has placed in the church, first of all, apostles, second, prophets, third, teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healing, of helping, of administration, and of all different kinds of tongues. And then finally, the fourth scripture we'll look at is Ephesians chapter 7 through 12. But each one of us is grace. It's been given as Christ apportioned it. That is why it says, when He ascended on high, He took many captives and gave gifts to His people. What does He ascended mean? Except that He also descended to the lower earthly regions. He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. So Christ Himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers to equip His people for the works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up. So that's a lot of scripture that we just went through. As you can see, there's some themes through this. There's some overlap. There's some complementary ones. But there's nuggets of all these gifts that Paul wanted to share with us. And so I'm going to put up a chart next. And if you look at all these, the question is, well, how many spiritual gifts was Paul talking about in all this scripture? That seems like an awful lot. Well, there's 20 that were identified through here. Now, there are some scholars, because of the complementary aspect of it and the overlap, that bring this down to 15 or bring these down to 12. But when we really break these down and we look at the words as they were actually spoken here and shared with us, we came up with 20. So I'm going to walk through each of these in brief form. And some of these seem very, very obvious to us. And there's others that maybe aren't so obvious. Others that we think, oh, maybe that's just from the Old Testament. Maybe those are things that were from 2,000 years ago. Maybe those are things that aren't really gifts that maybe apply today, or that maybe we're not worthy of, or these aren't gifts that the Lord gives today. But I want to share that these are all gifts that are here and alive today, and all gifts that God, through His glory and through His divine will, bestow upon us. So I want to walk through some of these. But before I do, I want to just say a quick prayer to just set the stage and set our hearts before we go through these. So if you just bow your heads. And dear Lord, thank You for setting the table for Your special gifts through Scripture. As we walk through these gifts, I ask You to quiet each person, to touch and stir hearts, that, Lord, even these obvious ones, these aren't just words on a slide. I ask You to bring awareness, interest, connection, and confirmation with the special gifts You provided and You blessed to each and every person in different ways here for the glory of Your kingdom and Your divine intent. Help challenge us this morning, Lord, to be open to hearing your voice clearly, to hearing your voice as we look at these words, as we look at these definitions, as we think about how we may have been blessed and these may be gifts that you've given us, or these may be gifts that you want to impart on us. So we pray this all in your precious name. Amen. So if you can put the next slide up, Brent. So I'm going to walk through these. So be patient. Some of these, as I said, are obvious. But I really like the Lord and the Holy Spirit to work through you as you start thinking about, are these things that apply to me? Are these things that I see in myself? Are these gifts that I may be using? Are these gifts that maybe have gone dormant? Are these gifts that maybe I have an interest in? Are these things that I didn't even realize was a gift that the Lord's given for me? So administration, it's the ability to be goal or task oriented, concerned with details and organization. Follow through on projects and tasks that are completed efficiently and effectively. Apostleship, ability to communicate across cultural barriers and plant new ministries and churches. Go into places where there is no knowledge of the gospel. It's usually accompanied with a distinct calling. A lot of times we see this with missionaries. Compassion, which, as you've heard many times, this is what our church and our purpose is around, compassion. Ability to show empathy and mercy for others in their trials and sufferings. Able to sense, understand, and come alongside people who are troubled or suffering, bringing them comfort, insight, and hope, providing a supportive ministry of caring and intercessory prayer. Discernment, ability to distinguish, discern, judge, or appraise a person, statement, teaching, situation, environment. To clearly recognize and distinguish between truth, good, and evil, and to show good judgment in matters involving character and relationships, and to consider a proposed course of action. Evangelism, ability to clearly and effectively communicate the gospel of Jesus Christ to non-believers. Their hearts are stirred for the lost and will go out of their way to share the truth with others. Exhortation, ability to strengthen, encourage, affirm, motivate, and restore confidence to others who are feeling discouraged or defeated by well-timed prayer and counsel, as well as helping others turn from sin and believe in the power of the Holy Spirit. Faith, ability to trust God's will in all situations and act on it with unwavering belief in God's concern, presence, and active participation. Strengthens the individual and other believers by example to endure life's challenges and to wait on the Lord. Builds up the church and their confidence in God. Giving, ability to contribute sincerely, cheerfully, generously, and regularly to the church and other important ministries. Causes, people in need, to share with others the overflow of blessings God has given them, giving credit to God's love and provision. Before we go to the next ones, and don't raise your hands, but already, can some of you relate to some of these gifts? Isn't it amazing how many of us don't even realize that these may be gifts? That these may be things that we just take for granted. These are things that we see every day in our lives, or maybe we don't see, or maybe we see it in others. Let's continue with the remainder. Healing. This is a sign gift given at various times and places, which enables one to be an instrument of God's healing grace in the lives of hurting people, including miraculous healing of the body, the mind, the emotions, and relationships. Helps, ability to support and provide practical behind-the-scenes help that frees others to accomplish more than they might otherwise be able to achieve. Enables one to assist people in skilled ways that are enhanced by an anointing of the Holy Spirit. Knowledge, ability to learn, gather, analyze, and share information related to scriptures appropriately with others, leading to a greater understanding and insight. To speak this knowledge to others in a given situation, or to be given a fact or a truth about a person or situation revealed directly by the Holy Spirit to share. Leadership, ability to instill vision, motivate, guide people to work together effectively. It's more people-oriented than task-oriented, to care for God's people and lead them into deeper relationship with Christ and each other. Go first and lead by example so that others are motivated to follow. I think I shared that one of the things Pastor Kevin and I have been praying on, seeking guidance from the Lord, and one thing is the Lord just keeps impressing on us, is that Stepney just seems to be becoming more and more of a church of prayer, a church of healing, a place for people to come to be healed, to be comforted, a church that shows compassion. And there's just so many aspects of these gifts that I've shared so far that we just see prevalent in this church and those that have been gifted in this area. And some that may be gifted in these areas that don't even know that you're gifted. Let's go through the remainder. Miracles, another gift sign that's bestowed at various times and circumstances, subject to the divine will of God and his purposes, and not decided by the one who may perform the miraculous works, such as casting out demons, showing supernatural signs to non-believers, or performing a public healing. Gift is accompanied by prayer, strong petition, and listening to the prompting of the Holy Spirit. Pastoring, ability to humbly shepherd, guide, protect, teach, and support individuals or a community as they've grown in their faith and in their capacity for ministry. A special empowering and calling to care for the spiritual well-being of God's people, first and foremost, being servants. Prophecy, an extraordinary, unique gift, not always well understood, to receive a divinely inspired message and deliver it to others in the church with clarity and conviction, but humbly confirming and testing these revelations before speaking them. Serving, ability to express the love of Christ by taking care of whatever tasks are required, often viewed as menial or time-consuming, to fill the many gaps of ministry and to meet the needs of the church. These gifted servants do not seek recognition and are content with serving in the background, knowing their contributions will bless the church, display the love of Christ, and bring glory to God. Just take a minute. Just look around the sanctuary for a minute. And we just have a few more to go, but just look around at your fellow brothers and sisters. And do you see some of these areas that they're gifted in? These gifts that they've shared with one another here in the time that all of you have been here? It's just absolutely amazing in a church our size that the way that the Lord has bestowed gifts upon us and how we've stepped out and have used those to bless one another in this church. And so many that I know are blessing others outside of this church to do the Lord's work. Just absolutely amazing. The last few I'll just cover, touch on his teaching, the ability to understand and communicate the Christian faith in order to teach, instruct, instill doctrine, explain and expound, making the truth clear to others, taking great joy and satisfaction, seeing others learn and apply the truth of God, God's word to their lives, equipping others to grow in grace and be effective and more effective disciples. Tongues enable some Christians to praise and glorify God now, either in another language not learned or an utterance which is not an earthly language. In either case, one's prayer is directed to God, not to other people. The interpretation of tongues is required if speaking in tongues is exercised publicly in a loud voice. This gift allows one to declare to others the intent or meaning of the public speaking in tongues so that the entire body is built up. And lastly, wisdom, a special illumination that enables one in a specific instance to grasp divine insight regarding a fact, situation, or context, to speak to the life of an individual or to a specific situation with great understanding and a righteous perspective, with the goal of directing and guiding others in what to do next. Ability to also take from their own life experiences and share what God has taught them through these things. Some of these gifts, thank you for being patient going through those. I hope some of those did speak to you in the Holy Spirit, touched and stirred some things within you as we walk through that, and we'll continue to pray on that through the course of our time here this morning. And I know some of these are very obvious gifts that we see and that we get blessed by every day, and some of these are ones that we may not see all the time. Some of these are happening in our church. You may not see some of these, but I can tell you these are happening at Stepney. A lot of these gifts are being used at churches around the U.S. and churches around the globe. And as our friend Rufus, who we support from a missionary perspective and has spoken here many times, he has shared through his testimonies, and Pastor Kevin, when he's visited there, has shared through their testimonies some of the amazing gifts that they've seen exercised and used for God's glory in India and in the ministries that are done there. So these gifts are alive, these gifts are well, and these are gifts that we that we see here, and I'm just praying that all of us are open to receiving gifts, even some that may seem a little scary to us, maybe seem a little unknown, maybe things that we haven't seen before. So now we've talked and spent all this time, and you won't have to look at as many slides now. So we've talked about all these gifts, but which ones do I have? Or which one do I have? And how do I figure out what those are? So I wanted to come up with a few things here, and I prayed on this, spent time studying this, and so I wanted to just share a few things and give a few ideas and thoughts on ways that you can make, that maybe you find helpful to identify, especially the not-so-obvious ones. So I've got a list here, and I just want to talk a little on each one. One is to ask the Lord, to pray in your quiet time with the Lord. Ask for His help to recognize your gifts. He's the one that blessed you with these gifts. And it came from His. These are special divine grace-given gifts. So let's go to the one who gave it to us. This should also be a continual prayer. Because God wants to bless you with gifts or gifts at different times. As we go through our walk, the Lord will utilize gifts that He's given us before, but maybe in a new venue, in a new way. Or maybe He wants to share and activate gifts that we've never used before or we weren't even aware of that He wanted us to use. Second, ask yourself, based on your interests, your experiences, promptings from the Holy Spirit. Study and reflect on these 20 long spiritual gifts that I just walked through that Paul mentioned through those four scriptures. One way is also to take a spiritual inventory. This is something that Pastor Kevin shared with everyone a little over a year ago, and we shared an inventory. And so we're going to make those available to everyone again today. So as you're leaving, the ushers will be able to provide these to you. And it is a great tool. And it's one that's got a summary of some of the descriptions that I went through on these gifts. It's got an inventory with questions to walk through and a summary at the end. And again, it's just a tool, but it's something that helps maybe bring a little focus. It's a little challenging in terms of some of the questions. And maybe it gives you a little guidance and something that you can take and consider and use alongside the prayer in your quiet time with the Lord as you're identifying and you're asking the Lord for guidance on how to use these and how to use these gifts. So I strongly encourage everyone to take this with you and fill this out in your quiet time. And as I mentioned, this was used before, so it does have the approved stamp of Pastor Kevin and his blessing to share that with everybody today. Another thing to note here is ask others. Sometimes we don't see in ourselves gifts that others see in us. Ask a friend. Ask a relative. Ask a church leader to share about what gifts they see in you that you may not see in yourself. On some of these, some of the ones that may be a little more challenging, some of these that maybe we don't see as often, you may want to speak privately to Pastor Kevin about. As a church body, let's just try and help encourage each one of us to discover, to release, and further grow and utilize our spiritual gifts. One note I'll mention is after Pastor Kevin distributed this and talked about this in his sermon over a year ago, I asked everyone on the leadership council to take this and to come back and share so that we got to know each other a little better. And the council came back and we shared what gifts that we thought we had been blessed with. And then an amazing part took place, which was we started to then share with each other gifts we saw in them that they may not have even realized that they had. And I got to tell you, it was an amazing, powerful moment. It was a moment where we definitely felt more intimate with each other. We learned more about each other. But it was a time that we could support and encourage. And it was a time of confirmation about some of our gifts. And so I was grateful for the openness for the members of the council. We went through it. But I do encourage you not to just take this on your own, but to share it and to ask others. Because it was amazing some of the things that we saw in each other that we just can't see on our own. Search the Word of God. The Heavenly Father sometimes helps us discover and develop our gifts through Scripture, through reading, reflection, and meditation. Sometimes, and usually it's through invitations to act. Look for gifts in adversity. During hard times, we can choose between letting our best qualities or our worst qualities come out. And I know I'm guilty of that. Let's focus on our best qualities. Look outside yourself. Sometimes our best qualities come out when we're not focusing on ourselves, but focusing instead on how we can work with and help others. And isn't that really why the Lord gave us these gifts? Not for ourselves, but to bless others, to do His work. When we do that, we may see that we have other gifts. Branch out. This is the hardest part. Do we only develop and invest in gifts that we're comfortable with, ones that we enjoy, that we already know, that we may have had some success with? But are we really willing to challenge ourselves and branch out? Maybe there's some gifts that will only be revealed through trial, and sometimes even through error. Have we been prompted in the gift area but held back? If we hold back, why do we hold back sometimes? Do we make excuses sometimes based on our own desires that may be different than the Lord's desires? Is it time constraints? Or could it be out of fear, maybe even a fear of failure? There were two gifts I just want to talk on briefly that I was blessed with, and it came later in my walk with the Lord. And in both cases, I had to deal with fear. I had to significantly branch out. One was in the fear of the unknown, and one was in the fear of failure. And the gifts that this was involved in was in tongues and healing. And I was blessed to have some amazing mentors and brothers gifted in these areas that helped walk alongside me. And there was a lot of prayer. And it was amazing, challenging time. But in the area of tongues in the beginning, there was fear. It was an unknown. It was, what's happening? Is this real? I thought this was only in the Old Testament. I thought this was something that happened 2,000 years ago. You know, something I prayed on. It's something that I had asked for. It's something that years went by and nothing happened. And one time in my quiet time in prayer, it was a gift that the Lord revealed and the Lord opened up. And it's something that I said, well, what do I do with this? Lord, what do I do? So he comforted me, and my mentors comforted me. I said, what do I do with this? And he says, you use it in prayer. And he says, I reveal sometimes, and the Lord reveals to me, and he puts people in my heart sometimes that he wants me to pray for, but he doesn't reveal what he wants me to pray for them for. And it's at those times then that he asked me to use the gift of tongues. He says, I know what they need. I know when they need it. I want you to be obedient. This is the gift that I've given you, and I want you to use it. So at those times, I'm praying joyfully and cheerfully in tongues. I have no idea what I'm praying, but I've got such confidence to know that the Lord knows what is needed for those that are praying. It's powerful. It's intimate. And it's just something that I thank the Lord for. Well, it's not, and all these gifts aren't ones that all of us get, and we're all blessed for different reasons and to use these in different venues. Second one I'll just touch briefly on is healing. And that's one where there was fear of failure, because initially it was something I thought was more about me, and I didn't want to let people down. And what if I pray for healing for someone and the Lord doesn't heal them? What if they're newer believers? And through mentoring, through a lot of prayer, and even through a little trial and error, the Lord revealed a gift here. And it was through that prayer, and it was through that time, where the Lord just made it clear in those moments that it's his divine will. He's the healer. He's the great physician. And he just is looking for us to be obedient. And sometimes will use us. And sometimes I've been blessed to be used in moments where I've seen him heal on the spot. I've seen him heal in short periods of time. But I've also seen times where it wasn't his will to heal. But what he revealed to me is that any time that you're obedient when you're using our gifts, and we share that and we pray for healing, and we are revealing God's compassion and love for people. And those prayers are received in that venue, regardless of what the outcome is. So I just wanted to share some of those. Those are ones that came out of, for me, came out of fear. But by stepping out, and I didn't step out immediately, I'll be honest, it took some time and it was challenging. But as I stepped out and took a chance and let the Lord, let the Holy Spirit guide me and lead me, were things that I've been amazingly blessed with. And so I just share that to encourage you with any gifts that you have or any promptings that you may get to not be afraid, to not shy away. Pray into it. Seek out others that may have those gifts that can help mentor you through those. Because these are things that, and they're not to change our lives, and they do change our lives, but it's to change the lives of other people. These gifts were given for us to bless other people with. So now that we have an understanding, or maybe we've learned some techniques, or maybe the Lord's talked to us a little, maybe he's refreshed us on identifying our gifts. So what do we do now? What's the next steps to do now? Well, it's pretty simple. And I prayed a lot on this. I thought a lot about this. Read a lot of commentaries. And everything came back to the same thing. And the Lord came back to the same thing. It's so simple. He says, just release it. It's the simple decision to just get started. To reactivate, if these are some gifts that have been buried. To further grow gifts. Or in some cases, it's to start new gifts. It's to pray. Lord, just come and pray and ask for guidance on this. But to also actively search for opportunities to use those gifts. Take a chance. Step out. And using these gifts, it's not just using our gifts in the church. And it's important to use those gifts to bless and edify and support our church. But it's also outside these walls. It's using these gifts in our communities and in our families. So as we've discussed today, Jesus makes clear to us that God highly values the gifts he gives us. We should take care not to undervalue or take for granted what we've been given to share with others. And if you could just put up the last slide, Brant. So I'm reminded in Luke 12:48 that from everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded. And from the one who has been entrusted with much, much more will be asked. As Paul declared and we touched on earlier, all believers as members of the body of Christ must be serving together in order for the body to be fully functional. That's why a church needs pastors, needs teachers, helpers, servants, administrators, those with great faith, encouragers, givers, those with discernment, knowledge, healing, and apostleship. And we've been so blessed in this beautiful church, this anointed church with believers gifted in these areas. And these gifts go to each and every one. Not one of you that are here today is exempt from that. This is the good news today, that we've all been blessed with these gifts. No one is excluded. So I'd like to invite the band back up, and I'd also invite the ushers to prepare, because they will have handouts of these gift inventories. So I do encourage you as you leave today to please take one. I want to go back. As Tom Satura stated at our annual meeting in January, he spent a little time talking about our vision committee. And our leadership council has spent some time and prayer, and as Tom had shared with us, that we've identified 7 ministry areas that SBC is going to be focused on. Those areas are, and there's a lot within them, and there's subgroups within it, but the 7 ministry areas are prayer, adults, youth children, Sunday service, outreach, gathering, and leadership. So over the course of the next few months, we're going to have members of all these different ministries take a few moments and come up and share with you what it is that we see, the vision that we see for these ministries, and ways that those ministries can serve each and every one of you. But at the same time, we're also going to share, and I want everyone to be aware, there's going to be opportunities to serve in those areas, to use your God-given, God-blessed grace gifts that he's shared with you. So I ask you to start praying now. And I know a lot of you are already using those gifts in these ministries. And the Lord may call you to move you and lead you to serve in other ministries. And maybe this is an opportunity for gifts that the Lord touches your heart, that he may call you and draw you to serve in some of these others. So it's an exciting time to be part of the church. There's exciting growth in our ministries. And we do want everyone to have opportunities to participate, to use those gifts, to bless one another here, but also to bless others outside of our community. Lastly, in Tom's presentation, he had a last page, and on that page it said, "How will God use you in his kingdom building plans?" And I just want to revise that just a tad, and I would leave it and say, "How will God use you and your gifts in his kingdom building plans?" Lastly, I also want to just note, let's not put a limit on our grace gifts in terms of where and how we use them. Let's be creative. Let's be open to where the Lord leads us, be it at church, at work, at school, within our family, our friend groups, and our community, our social groups. I don't have time to go through examples in all of these because we would be here to 3:00. But let's just take teaching for an example. For those that feel that they've been gifted in teaching and you're thinking, how can I use that? What are some practical ways that I can use that? Well, just a few things. In just a minute, I just started thinking about what are the different ways that can be used. It could be used here at Stepney in teaching a man or woman's Bible study. Or in Sunday school, those that are across the way serving and sharing the word with our children. Or you could start up and lead a Bible study with a friend group or a neighborhood group. Or a group of coworkers at your office, or a daily or weekly family devotional time, or a community Bible study with members of other churches, or to university with students, or to nursing home, or at a community park, or in one-on-one mentoring. The opportunities are just endless. They're absolutely endless in each and every one of these gifts. But if we just step out to use these gifts, be creative, pray, ask the Lord for guidance on how he wants us to use these gifts, and to be open to hearing and trusting the Lord, he can do amazing things with these gifts, and we will be blessed, and we will find unbelievable joy when we get to use those gifts. Let's pray. Lord, I want to thank you for blessing every single one of us here today, without exception, as you promised, Father, with a grace-given gift. Help us to identify these gifts, to develop them. Let our heart's desire be your desire, Lord. Help us to receive, accept, step out, and use them as you intend for them to be used. Lord, I just pray that we're encouraged today, Father. Encourage us here to step out in faith. Free us from any fear or fear of failure or waiting for that perfect moment, which we all so often do, to get started. Help us further develop gifts that we're already aware of. We know your gifts have unbelievable power. So as we release these, we ask that your power also be released to meet the needs of the people and the lives we touch and you want us to touch on a daily basis. I pray that each and every person here today recognizes the gifts that you placed inside them, or they will soon, and that they freely choose to let these gifts begin to operate for your kingdom. Let everyone, with no exception, Father, experience pure joy with these gifts, that these gifts that they open, these beautifully wrapped gifts with a big tag on it that only has their precious name on it. Oh, Lord, we pray this all in your holy name. Amen.
Amen. You guys can stand as we sing a new song this morning.
The grave that holds nobody. Now the power is in me. There is another ring of fire. Joy. There is another ring of fire. Joy. There is another ring of fire. Joy. There is another ring of fire. Darkness bows to it. I can hear the roar in the heavens. I can see between weapons. I can feel the ground shake beneath us as the prison walls cave in. Nothing's in between us. Nothing's in between us.
Join us for coffee hour downstairs. We'd love to talk to you. Love to have you around. And amen. Have a great week.